this week, we salute the GPO.
Hey, steady on, Charlie. I've got three sets from Manchester I ain't sorted yet. Blimey. Dorking, Detchit. Hello, where's this for? Father Christmas, North Pole. Dear Father Christmas, well, I'm an old lady living alone, trying to keep body and soul together on a widow's pension. Could you possibly send me £20 so I could make this Christmas one I'll never forget?
Oh, hey, old Sid, here's a couple of quid. Here's a favour.
Oh, that's great, lads. I'll tell you what, I'll make it up to a tenner, eh? We'll send her that.
Hey.
Dorking, Baltree, Brighton.
Hello. I recognise this writing. Father Christmas, North Pole.
Hey, what's she say, Sid?
Dear Father Christmas, thank you very much for the £10.
I have no doubt you sent 20, but I expect them thieving sods at the post office nicked half of it.
Hello, darlings, how are ya?
I've come across the desert to greet you with a smile. My camel looks so tired of talking, but I want to tell you of my troubles across the golden beast. I see your preparations, if I've been first to feast. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are limitless. Forever there'll be a heaven in yours.
Being needs sends signals from the rocks above the past. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is if the corporal, she is tied against the tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the thing she don't need. She lets her to the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find a fire, stead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's good for cats, it's good for cats.
I never thought it would happen with me.
the songs may be ended, but the medley lingers on. Singles 45s and over from Squeeze. It's going to be one or two people suffering from the squeeze this Christmas.
Comrades, ever since we were boys.
Oh, thank you, kind sir.
It's nothing. I have plenty more buttons.
You two men, what are you doing now?
What?
Come, move along now.
Constable, have pity. It is Christmas, the time of goodwill.
Truth, so it is. Well, a Merry Christmas on you, mate.
And the same to you.
Now move along there before I belt you.
Look, if I hear one more word about kids, decorations and Christmas, I'm kicking you all out in the street.
Gold, here we go.
You're a mean old skinflint. Doesn't Christmas mean anything to you?
Bah, humbug. I hate Christmas.
Misery.
Well, that's a fine thing. Sitting down at Christmas dinner with no decorations and no tree.
What Christmas dinner?
Oh, that is good. That is very good.
Oh, you want some dinner then?
I want some dinner. That's what I got a hole under my nose for, to shove food down.
Charming.
Well, I'm sure we can fix you up with something. What's old Skinflint got in the pantry here?
There's horses, duvaries.
Yeah.
Cauliflower au gratin. I think that means you get it for nothing.
Oh, yeah. What's in this tin here? Grouse.
I don't even know what a grouse looks like. Fillet steak. Escalops of veal, breasts of chicken. Oh, how the other half do live. Oh, look, here's me. Half a pound of sausage meat.
You should have seen him trying to stuff the turkey. He was at it for ages. If he'd have stuffed it any more, he'd have killed it. Here's the Maisonettes on Heartburn Avenue. Bit of work that sounds really authentic 60s, doesn't it? Mind you, so do I. Maisonettes, Heartache Avenue. Of course, this is the time of year when all your milkmen, postmen, and delivery people start being ultra nice to you, isn't it? Waiting for the old tip
the egg and flip there. And why not? Because let's face it, they do work hard all the year.
Yes? Morning, Gav. Condiments of the season. I'm the man who empties your dustbins.
Oh, really? Well, I'm the man who fills them.
Any more of that, I'll have the sanitary man round here.
I should watch out, mate. I think he's trapped something in the door.
Gonna make you an offer you can't.
Told you.
Gonna put my finger on you. Cause I need you so. And I want to know for an answer. In my life I've had a time. Had to fight for what was mine. And I don't intend to lose my crown. But every time I look at you and the beautiful things you do, every single nerve in my body says hold it down. So now I'm talking about the fevered word, like what must be. Didn't you know that you belong? Sit waiting, hoping, wanting something is never gonna be. I gotta feel deep inside that I need you by my side, and I won't let up, baby, till I do. Yes, I know I make you smile. Things will change in a little while, cause I never say a thing I mean that don't come true. Believe me, I don't wanna hurt you, but my heart won't set you free. Surely you know that you belong to me.
Well, there's one for dustmen everywhere. Jimmy Helms gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. Don't blame me, that was one of Ron's. Mind you, it's a hard job being a refuse disposal operative. Especially now they've got this new productivity scheme going.
Daddy on! Daddy on! Whoa! Hey, what does this new driver think he's playing at? Well, if he's practising for Brandzatch, flag him down for a pit stop. Not even giving us a chance to sort the rubbish out before we emptied it. There's a jumper and skirt gone in there that have just fitted my missus. Hey, just look what they've left piled up here. Must be kidding. Chest of drawers, mangle, three crates of empties and a pram with one wheel. And this is the woman who's always out at Christmas. Hey, I'll tell you what, they're getting through some cough mixture at this house, aren't they? Hello, who's chucking records away? Here you are, Tommy, one for your kid. O Sole Mio by Benjamino Vittorio. He loved that. Take the label off and tell him it's carried litter. Right, Ginger. Hey, is this all from one house? I think there's a woman here trying to start her own dump. She's not serious with this sofa, is she? One of you leave her a note. Tell her we'll warn Pickford's. What number is it? 50 what? 57? No. Hey, bring that wagon back quick. This is our house.
The recession is beginning to bite, though. I was round at the neighbour's the other day and the little lad came rushing in. He said, "Ma'am, ma'am, the dustman's here." I said, "Oh, good. Tell him to leave 3 bins." Well, from rubbish tips to chicory tips. Beat that radio, too.
Mama said to me, "We got a happy life run right. Off you go to school where you could learn the rules there, right? Be just like your dabbling father when it seems tradition. Never go astray and stay an honest, loving son.
Father from Chicory Tip. Sorry, love, I only got embassy. Ooh, moving right along here now with a father of a slightly different kidney.
Excuse me, Father O'Hooligan.
Yes?
Well, I'm in the travelling circus that's just come to town, Father, and I was wondering if you could take my confession.
Oh, certainly, my son, certainly. Come with me.
Right.
Circus, you see?
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm an acrobat, Father.
Oh, I've always been fascinated by that. Would you mind coming round the back of the vestry and show me how you do it? You know, cartwheels, handstands, the lot.
Oh, not at all, Father, not at all. Oh, will you look at that? It's the Widow Maguire in a tearing hurry, you know. Hey, Mrs. Maguire, what's all the rush? Mary, I've just been round the back of the vestry. And if those are the day's penances, I'm going home for me knickers.
Thank you.
New in at 27, Dionne Warwick, All the Love in the World.
Nice.
But is all this love misguided? Because according to a recent newspaper report, men tend to take more care of their cars than they do their wives. Perhaps it's the way they're packaged.
Car companies spend fortunes coming up with names for cars. I mean, they spend an unbelievable amount of money, you know? They come up with names like The Avenger, The Rapier, The Ambassador, The ITAL. They actually paid somebody to come up with that one, didn't they? Well, Robinson, this new car has cost £45 billion to develop. What have you decided to call it? The ITAL, sir.
I could think of a more apt name.
I think car manufacturers ought to be more honest with car names. Names should really sum up what you're really going to get. Like, the Vauxhall Insipid. The Morris Boring. The Mercedes Grossenpreisen. The Triumph, what's that knocking noise in the back?
Actually, I see British Leyland are working at getting a better name in Europe. From January the 1st, they're calling themselves Volkswagens. Yareba, Yareba, Yahoo. Modern romance, of course, with the best years of our lives, which, as we all know by now, are when you're at school.
Have you gone raving mad?
Well, we're supposing you went to the right school in the first place. And let's face it, darlings, if you're forking out £1.5k a term, one can't be too careful.
Good afternoon, I'm the headmaster. Are you a parent?
Well, I have a small son.
Here is my brochure. Just glance through it for a few moments, would you?
Tell me, is this school co-educational?
You can't battle me with long words.
I mean, do the boys and girls share the same curriculum?
No, we had separate ones built.
Well, how do you segregate the sexes?
If you must know, I go round with a crowbar and I prize them apart.
I must tell you that my boy is very delicate and there is something I would like to know. Are your dormitories dry?
They are after 11 p.m. Then they get drinks if they buy sandwiches.
I see. Tell me, what types of pupil do you have here?
We have two types of pupil, Class A and Class B. At meal times, the Class B boys get priority.
And the Class A boys?
They get food.
Tell me, the teaching, the books, is that on the Montessori system?
Sometimes, but I find that most people prefer to pay cash.
Mr. Headmaster, I'm going to be brutally frank with you. Have you got a record of juvenile delinquency?
Singing what?
I went to a school like that. Didn't have pencil and paper, had chalk slates. I was okay, but some of the kids fell off the roof.
He came in the way that good things come, with the light shining in his eyes. And most people thought he was another little babe. They wrinkled up his face and cried. And then one wise man, two wise men, three wise men coming from afar. And the many colored men knew this was a special child, and that's why they followed that star. East and west, then he found himself in 40 day and 40 night. He gave a lot of love to everyone he met, and he told them that the way was right. And then the people drew near, said they want to hear what's all this talking about. And everybody loved that man so much that they wanted to laugh and shout. A bunch of people said he had the wrong idea, so they told him to forget that thought. So a secretive society came about, and they were looking for the love they sought. And then the people in power said, we gave you an order, go back and be a carpenter. But the shining in his face told him he was right, so they put him on a cross right there. Look at your life in the right direction, and be sure to look inside your head. And when you get around your Christmas tree, be sure to give all you can. Cause the more you're gonna give, the more you're gonna get to be a woman or a gentleman. And now Christmas and Easter ain't the only time that we should be that way. I love all the people that are having your name and each and every single day. And when you do that, you feel where it's at, you feel what I'm talking around. And in the whole world is gonna live in peace, and everybody gonna be found. Well, everybody go.
Just in case we'd all forgotten, that's what it's really about in 7 days' time. Sean Phillips and the lovely one he wrote himself, A Christmas Song.
It's National.
Actually, people used to say that I look like Mr. Phillips.
Yes, there is a slight resemblance. You're Sean on top.
I don't wish to know that.
AC.
Meanwhile, back at Christmas...
Two old maids sitting around the fire one Christmas Eve. One said to the other, would a stocking hold all you want for Christmas? She said, no, but a pair of socks would.
Howdy ho, baby. So long.
Sitting all alone, I heard a ringing.
29, Cool and the Gang, and...
Heidi, hi!
Heidi, ho!
Thank you. I bet that'll be played at a few parties this weekend. Oh, by the way, if it's a fancy dress do, do be careful about your choice of costume.
You all right at the back, Doris?
You wait till I get home, Dan'll Strumpet. This for your bright idea going as a pantomime cow.
What you on about? It were better than last year when you went as that hula hula dancer and won first prize as a thatched cottage.
Yeah, and you only went dressed up as Napoleon so you could keep your hand on your wallet. Blimey, where are we now? I can't see a thing back here.
We're in the middle of Long Meadow. It's a shortcut.
Long Meadow? But ain't you heard, Dan'l?
What?
The farmer's put the prize bull in here.
Prize bull? Oh, crikey, I think it's seen us.
What are we going to do?
Well, I'm going to eat grass. You better brace yourself.
Rather vivid description, isn't it? Puts you off. Elvis Costello and Party Party. Yeah, may the fun be unbounded and the gags have no age limit. Ah, wait a minute. I think the first of our guests are arriving.
It's them. They've arrived, Sid. They're here. Stand by for the whirlwind. You won't know what hit you. They'll go through this house like a tornado. All hell will break.
Yes, all right, all right. I've gone and let them in.
It's good to see you. Go on, take your hat and coat off.
I think I'll keep it on. It's not exactly overheated in here, is it?
It's cold enough to freeze your knickers off the vicar's wife.
He's a card, isn't he?
If you're cold, wear those long woolen underpants I bought you for Christmas.
I am wearing them. And I'm still cold. I'm colder than a penguin's chuff.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've got something for that. Hey, your favourite. Whiskey. Kilton bagpipes, 99 proof. Not a drop sold till it's a week old, eh?
You did not keep drinking that, Ted. That's slow poison, that is.
Well, I'm not in any hurry.
Anyway, I'll soon have a pint of bitter myself.
Sid, any more crates of brown out there?
Coming up.
Blimey, it's going to be a right booze-up, isn't it? You won't get through that lot, surely.
What? This is just to get the dust out of their mouths.
Yes, he's not really a hard drinker. Finds it easy. I tell you, there's that many empties in the backyard, it's put 2,000 quid on the value of the house. We'll be back with them after the Vietnamese Rose. Vietnamese Rose with the young and the free. Now then, back at the party with the old and expensive, they're getting stuck into the plonk. Hey, what's that you're drinking?
The Alox Cotton 65.
Ah, the Cotton.
Yes, it's very good.
Ah, excellent.
More like a 66, really.
Is it?
Well, lots of body.
Yeah. Well, it's always a pleasure to meet someone who appreciates the boudoir of the grape. I'm afraid most of the people we get in here don't know a Bordeaux from a claret.
Bordeaux is a claret.
Oh, Bordeaux is a claret, yes, yes, but they wouldn't know that. No, you obviously drink a lot. Wine, I mean. Well, not, I mean a fair amount. I mean the right amount for a connoisseur. I mean, that doesn't mean you're, does it? I mean, some people drink it by the crate, but that's not being a connoisseur, that's just plain sloshed.
He's attended all the lectures, you can see that.
Here, I wouldn't mind a cup of tea myself. I don't fancy all them foreign wines. They tread in it with their feet, they do.
Go on there, have half a glass.
All right, then.
There you are. I made that myself. Now, what do you think?
That's not bad. Looks a funny colour, though.
Ah, oh, that'll be the dye out me socks. I forgot to take them.
So I said to Val Parnell, either my name goes above the jugular or I don't appear. So we... Oh, there you are. Mavis, as beautiful as ever. What about a kiss for your husband's best friend, eh?
I'd rather not. You never know what these things lead to.
Yes, yes, quite. Well, well, come on, go, sit down. Now, what about a drink, then? Come on, we've got to get rid of all this lot tonight. What's it going to be?
I don't drink.
Oh, I thought you wouldn't.
Oh, hang on, hang on. I must tell you, last Thursday, it was the Radio 1 Christmas party, and I said to one of the secretaries, yeah, would you kiss me under the mistletoe? said Adrian. I won't kiss you under anaesthetic. Nice, isn't it?
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me.
Down the birthdays, I see tomorrow Eamon Andrews is a year older. And as well as This Is Your Life, he was famous for his Sunday night chat shows back in the 60s, where he talked to all kinds of interesting people.
Well, my first guest is one of the original Gaiety Girls, now starring at a West End musical at the age of 98, Gladys Runt. Well, Gladys, you're 98. How does it feel?
I can't remember.
Dear, I'm not surprised.
Now, while we're on the subject of pearl diving in Streatham, here's my next guest, film star, many times married, over here on her 84th honeymoon, Miss Zsa Zsa Poltergeist.
Hello, Seamus, darling. Hello, lovely, lovely English people.
Zsa Zsa, I believe you've just got married again.
Oh, you naughty boy. Oh, I told you not to ask me about that. To me, marriage is sacred. What I do in my own private life is my own business.
Well, let me put it another way. How's business? Something we've all wondered, Zsa Zsa, what's the secret of your wonderful looks?
Oh, every morning I rub sandalwood oil all over my body. Oh, apart from that, I do nothing at all, no. Oh, except I have a facelift twice a year.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me. I have a slight cold. Will you excuse me while I blow my kneecap?
Yeah, she's a bit like the Venus de Milo, really. Pretty, but not all there. Here's one for chat show hosts everywhere, Talking Heads. Once in a This Is Your Lifetime.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. You may ask yourself,
yourself together, man. This is the BBC, not Channel 4. Talking Heads and Once in a Lifetime. And a man like Jonathan King comes along once in a lifetime. What a pity it had to be mine. He's on shortly. And now, ladies and gentlemen, pray silence for the producer of this programme as he steps up to the microphone with his annual Christmas message.
You know, you don't always acknowledge all the people behind the scenes on a show like this. That is true. Did you know that it takes over 100 talented people to put a show like this together? A show like this. A show like this. Ours is put together by 3 winos.
Don't you believe a word of it. Actually, did you hear about the wino who was walking through the cemetery and he fell into a grave? He was lying there and he said, if I'm alive, how come I'm in this coffin? And if I'm dead, how come I've got to go to the toilet? Two to go, here's one of them from Joe. Love it. Joe Jackson, Step It Out. And let's play that one for everybody who's getting the spare room ready for all the guests that are going to descend on you at any moment. And I hope you have more luck than this bloke. You see, he's got the wife's mother stopping with him.
As soon as I heard the knock on the door, I knew it was the wife's mother, because the mice were throwing themselves on the traps. I could see a lurch down the garden path like a chipped frigate. So around the back of the house, went behind and went... She said, you fat fool. She said, I nearly dropped dead, so I went...
I've got nothing against mother-in-laws. Nothing against them. Like, you know, I've got a marvellous mother-in-law. Let's get that fact. Marvellous. And she's a test pilot in the broom factory.
She's got a mouth, I'm not kidding. It's like the black hole of Calcutta. She fell off a bike the other day, just outside the house, and I went to pick her up, and I thought she'd hurt herself, and she was laughing. She's got the handlebars in her mouth.
Your mum's got a big mouth.
She hasn't.
Your mum sleeps with her false teeth in a bucket.
was in a pub in Shepherd's Bush last week and I saw the mother-in-law lying on the floor in a little pool of Britvic and crushed nuts. And, and there were six blokes hitting her with bar stools. And a fella came up, he said, are you going to help? I said, no, six of them should be enough.
You might know you get no Christmas spirit out of that lot. Here with the right sentiment, however, John Springate.
I see the snowflakes falling out of the sky. All the children singing merrily on high. There is magic in their eyes. And you can't disguise the feeling that they have tonight. As a million voices sing.
Springate with a song for Christmas. Shan't be here next week, or the week after for that, but we are on New Year's Eve as usual with your disco special. 4 hours of music and filth, music and fun. Looking forward to that. Meantime though, from myself Adrian Just and producer Ron Belcher, have yourself a very happy Christmas and don't overdo it. We'll leave you with this seasonal thought. If Father Christmas insured himself against going mad, would it be a sanity clause?
Radio 1.
Here's Jonathan King.